Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on my couch. Welcome, everyone. As always, a great show for you today. Oh, you're not going to want to even go away from your computers or get out of your cars if you're listening to us on the podcasts. Don't go anywhere. Or be sure you listen to the archives, which will be available for you tomorrow right here. So I have some things to tell both you and men and women, listeners, that just might make you feel better. Ready? Ready? Shh, don't tell anybody. Shh, this is a secret, girls. Girls, listen now. Come on. Today you're going to find out why you can now blame your emotional outbursts or wavy mood swings or your passive-aggressive behavior on your hormones. Guys? Okay, guys, just come on. Turn up the volume a little bit. Guys, just you and me. Girls, turn off the radio. Good. All right. Now, you're going to find out how you can blame your hormones on being more dominant, competitive, independent, and wanting more sex. Many of the things that we women criticize about you. But you've got a legitimate excuse now, and I'm going to tell you how to use it. Actually, I'm not going to tell you how to use it. My special guests are. So today on the couch, you're going to find out how to understand these emotional roller coasters, pointless power struggles, hurt feelings, and stress from communication mix-ups in your relationships with my special guests today. And they're right here in the studio, which is terrific. Judith Clare and Frank Wiegers. They're author of their latest Top Gun Love book. I love that. It's a Top Gun Love series. So the book's called, So That's Why They Do That, Men, Women, and Their Hormones. So nice to have you guys here. Frank and Judith, welcome to the couch.
Thanks, Dr. Michelle. Good to be here.
This is
great to be here.
This book is terrific. Because it really helps people understand, men and women, better understand why they do the things they do and why they think the way they do. There's a whole different world out there. You know, since men are from Mars and women are from Venus, this legitimizes why we do those things, which I really loved. And it's not making excuses. Nah, right? We're not making excuses. But, you know, what we are doing here is we're pointing out exactly what's going on hormonally and the differences between men and women. And that's why everything goes well. So welcome to the show, guys. And let's just kind of get a little taste of why you decided to write a book like this, because it's sort of a biological point of view.
Well, you know, it started out, I have to give you a little backstory.
Okay.
Since I was a fighter pilot and turned love, sex, and relationship coach.
Cool.
A friend of ours said, you know, how could you bring what you used to do into what you're doing now?
Yes.
And somebody else said, oh, you're the Top Gun of love.
Oh, I like that.
I'm so lucky.
By the way,
you know, I thought that was really great, but but then I said, you know, it makes me sound like the stud of the world, and I'm good, but wait a minute, you know. So we changed it to Top Gun Love, a fighter pilot's manual for sizzling sex and lasting relationship.
Ooh, I like
that. Now, if you look at a manual for a jet fighter,
which I'm sure you've done many times.
That's right. That's right, Judith.
So the manual has sections on description and operation about how the airplane works.
Yes.
Normal procedures, emergency procedures.
Yes, flaps.
Crew duties, all-weather operations, performance factors.
Yes.
And so we decided that we would write our Top Gun Love manual, like the manual for a jet fighter.
That's a good idea.
And Section 1, description and operations, is really important because if you don't know in the airplane, if you don't know how the systems work and you get in trouble, you could die.
Well, yes, that is true.
So if you're in a relationship and you don't know how your systems work, and you don't know how your partner's systems work, the relationship could die.
It's true.
Or get very injured.
Yeah, so, exactly.
So the book, so that's why they do that, Men, Women, and Their Hormones, is really the description and operation of how our systems work so that we can understand each other better and have more powerful relationships.
That's great.
And from my point of view, I really wrote it for my clients because I've been doing counseling, actually personal career and relationship counseling for 37 years in LA.
Wow.
So I've seen how not understanding how men and women work really impacts everything from dating to relationships. But, you know, it also impacts career. Because women who are trying to exist in a male-dominated world, it's very difficult for
them. Yes, it is.
Unless they're a high testosterone woman, so they fit right in.
Oh, we can talk about that, too. That's fascinating.
It is. But also, men who are in the workplace may not understand how the women are working.
Right.
So I found that it goes into every single area of life.
Right. Exactly. It sure does. Fascinating stuff. Now, you are really interesting people. You have your own careers and interests. And you both wrote this terrific book. And it's the Top Gun Love series. So that's why they do that, men, women, and their hormones. Can you talk a little bit about, your backgrounds in a little more detail and understand how you guys sort of got together to decide to write this?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
You start.
Okay, I'll start. So as I mentioned, I was a fighter pilot.
Yeah.
Veteran of the Vietnam War and a three-time divorced veteran of the relationship wars.
Okay.
So I decided I didn't want any more wars.
Good.
And,
that's a good one. I like
Back in about 1980, I was going through a lot of changes in my life and had a little bit of a spiritual awakening. And I was studying with a woman, Terry Cole Whitaker. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, I love Terry Cole.
Yeah,
she's
so
the best.
I was working in her ministry.
No way.
I was. And she said, you know, the deepest wounds in our culture are sex and money.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, she would always talk about prosperity consciousness.
Yes, she
did. Who's going to talk about sex? She said, not me.
Right.
So I said, I'll take that ministry.
Uh-huh.
And so I began to study everything I could about love, sex, and relationship. Now, I got 3 degrees, so I know how to study. My IQ's up there. So
good for you.
I found teachers from Europe, teachers from India. I studied with a Native American shaman for almost 15 years, off and on. And what I found was that all the relationship teachers that I work with were really good at relationship, but they wouldn't talk very much about sex, most of them.
Yes.
And all the sex teachers, and I worked with a lot of them, most of them were not really good at relationship. And I said, wait a minute, these two go together.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
I wanted to have one of those transcendental, wall socket, passionate relationship that really would take me into God. And I believe that sex and relationship are a spiritual practice, and Judith and I treat our relationship that way.
That's wonderful. What a great way of approaching it.
Oh, thanks. My background is that while he was flying jets, I was in Central Park, braless, in love-ins, hugging whoever I could.
Judith, were you a hippie?
I was.
Oh, good. Good.
I was.
Good.
I was. And an early feminist, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Flashing the peace sign.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's really wild that I've wound up, with Frank.
Exactly, exactly.
Also, though, my background has been a mixture of being an artist and being very spiritually motivated. I went to the High School of Music and Art for fine arts, and I was initially Orthodox Jewish before I went to that school.
Uh-huh.
But then I kind of became Orthodox bohemian to the horror of my whole family.
That's right. Were you out an outcast, Judith?
I wasn't an outcast.
Oh, good.
I was just a problem.
Yes. Uh-oh. That must have been tough, though, to have to deal with sort of, you know, choosing
it was tougher
that
for them.
Philosophy. Yeah.
It was tougher for
oh,
them.
Oh, good. Okay.
For me, it was just I transferred my fanatical, you know, bent into this new freedom and
yes.
openness.
Yeah.
So throughout my life, that's kind of basically the two streams.
Yes.
Spirituality and art. And that's what I brought into my counseling. The reason I counseled mm-hmm. was from the spiritual mm-hmm. vein. I wanted to help people. I wanted, and again, following my past, I wanted to create mitzvahs. I mm-hmm. wanted people to achieve the most they could achieve.
Yes.
So that's kind of my background. How we came together in terms of what we're teaming up on in Top Gun Love is that because we both had this very powerful spiritual life and mm-hmm. desire to
yes.
help people,
right?
We decided that we had like tons of experience.
Yes, exactly.
And tons of knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, it was really cute because when we met,
yeah.
we had both been on a dating site,
mm-hmm.
and I had yeah. looked at her profile and went, nah, I don't think so. She looked at my profile and went, no.
I erased it. I erased it about after the
Why?
First four.
It just didn't look
just
good
kinda
on
the vibe
paper.
Wasn't
it?
Yeah.
On
yeah.
paper, it looked like, eh.
So we went to a memorial celebration, and I walked in the door, and there she was. She walked up to me, and that was it. We went out the following weekend.
Wow.
And we haven't been apart since.
That was
11 years ago. So.
What a great story. I always yeah. love to find out how people come together. And also, especially, you know, there are a lot of people out there who do go on dating sites, and they want to find out, you know, about other people, and they reach out. And I always say, give them a chance, and, you know, don't yeah. judge that picture or what they have to say in their profile. Go meet them. You know, give them a chance.
Well, what's ironic, when I was yeah. on dating sites and I would right. meet people, we could have like fantastic chemistry over the phone and fantastic chemistry writing, and then
right.
I'd meet them, it'd be like Zippo.
Right, exactly.
And with this guy, yeah. we, you know, I read the stuff, I felt like we have nothing in common.
Yeah.
The second I looked at him, the
yeah.
very second yeah. I looked at him, my whole world lit up.
Oh, I love that story. Love that story. Listen, guys, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle here, and we're talking about a terrific book with my in-studio guests, Judith Clare and Frank Wiegers. They have just authored, it's their latest Top Gun Love series. It's called So What? That's Why They Do That, Men, Women, and Their Hormones. Now, we're going to start getting into some excuses for you guys as to why you act the way you do. So, this is what I sort of talked about in my Twitter this morning. It's like, we're going to legitimize those bad behaviors. But I'm just
sometimes
doing this
very
tongue
good,
in cheek.
Sometimes very sexy.
Yes, they are. You got that right, Judith. You focus in the first two chapters on what you call the big T, or testosterone, and estrogen, or as you call it, women's weather, which I love. And in terms of women understanding men better, you guys talk about how women want their men to be more like them, don't we? I mean, less competitive and less aggressive. Listen to me talk, you know? I just need to verbalize. I just need to get it out there. Why aren't you listening to me? Why are you staring at the TV like a zombie when you come home from work? So you say that this is probably the biggest underlying cause for the conflicts we see in couples counseling, right?
Yeah.
Can you talk more about that? What's going on with those men and why these women don't get it?
Okay, then. Well, testosterone rules a man's brain
yes.
and body. Mm-hmm. And it also forms his brain. When a fetus is in the womb for the first 6 weeks, they're all female.
Mm-hmm.
In order to become a male, the male has to excrete, which he does in his sixth mm-hmm. week
right.
as an embryo, enormous amounts of testosterone, the same amount a full-grown male excretes.
Wow.
And the reason for that is it has to actually kill off cells in the female brain.
Yes.
In order to become a male.
Uh-oh.
It has to kill off the communication centers, emotional centers, and observational centers.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, it builds very large aggression centers mm-hmm. and very large sex centers, sex mm-hmm. centers that are 2.5 times larger than a woman's. Mm-hmm. So right off the bat, you could see from the design
right.
that men and women are going to be very different.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What some of the testosterone characteristics are higher sex drive,
right.
higher aggression, mm-hmm. higher dominance.
Yep.
Risk-taking.
Risk-taking, yeah.
Yeah, much yeah. more risk-taking. Greater independence.
Mm-hmm. Hierarchical.
Hierarchical can be more punishing.
Yes.
In terms of the enforcer getting a feeling of I'm here to bring what is right and true to the world, and if you don't do that,
yes.
then you could, have to pay the price.
Right, right, exactly. So, it's just all of those, the competitiveness, the independence, the sexual thoughts. How many times a day do men think about sex, Frank?
It varies.
Yeah.
But in the prime, guys are getting a shot of testosterone every 17 to 60 seconds.
Yeah. So, it goes through their brain and back
yes.
into the
in addition yes. to that, they're creating 150 million sperm
right.
a day.
Right.
So when guys walk down the street and they see a woman... almost any woman, and they're going to want to look at her.
Sure.
And the
size
woman,
them up.
Yeah, and the woman that they're with goes, why are you looking at other women?
That's right.
And you know why? Because he can't really help it. I mean, he's very visual to start with, mm-hmm. and then he's got this drive to inseminate every woman that walks by him, so he's yeah. checking them out.
Which is a problem that comes up often
yeah,
in couples counseling and
yeah.
also in dating.
Exactly.
But also it's related to the whole area of porn. Which is a big subject.
Sure.
But men are attracted to porn in general because sure. it's very visual.
Right.
And men love to look at women.
Right.
And women don't get that hit from the porn. They can
right.
actually get repelled by it.
Right, exactly.
Particularly by what men are looking at, what turns them on, they mm-hmm. turn them off.
Right, right. And by the way, I want to just also add, guys, this is not only for heterosexual couples to read this book. You know, gay and lesbian couples can understand each other better as well in all age groups
yeah.
yes. as to why you do the things you do.
It's
you know?
True. Yeah. I have a
it
lot
works
of gay
clients. In the workplace
yeah.
as
yes.
well.
Yes. Yeah, it does.
I have a lot of gay clients, mm-hmm. and in the couples, it isn't even usually, they don't usually come in for couples counseling. They're usually my career clients,
mm-hmm.
but many of them have mates, and
right.
the problems they have with their mates kind of seeps into their counseling.
Sure.
And a lot of the times, it's because one of them is more feminine, one is more masculine.
Yes.
And they're
yes.
having the exact same problems.
Wow. It, fascinating stuff. It yes. really does. By the way, you're on the couch here with Dr. Michelle, and we're talking about a terrific book. It's called So That's Why They Do That, Men, Women, and Their Hormones. I have the authors of that book in the studio today, Judith Clare and Frank Wiegers. And by the way, they're married, although they have different names. Those are professional names that they use. So
remember, I was a feminist in the 60s.
Oh, you sure were, girl. You were.
I will not change my name.
No, you won't. And we're going to be talking about that testosterone and energy drive, and also why guys with high T get laid more, and also when women's estrogen and some of the emotional and behavioral things that we do, we just can't help it. Come on now, I'm PMSing. And I want to also say thank you so much to my special sponsor today, brought to you by CashInMyBag.com. This is where you can gather up those designer purses, shoes, and other accessories you may have fallen out of love with, and you can sell them for quick cash. At CashInMyBag.com, they'll quote high prices and provide free prepaid and insured shipping labels, and you get paid right away. It's not like consignment. That's CashInMyBag.com. Just spell it out. It's where you can sell your designer purses, shoes, and other accessories. It's easy and a great way to get cash now. You can also buy all those fabulous designer things as well. What more could you ask for? Check it out, CashInMyBag.com. They have great reviews. That's CashInMyBag.com. All right, we're moving on here, and I really cannot go any further, Frank, without you reading from your book, Testosterone and Sex. It is the Jokes About Men's English. So what we're going to do is we're going to say what guys say to women and what they're really thinking. So, Frank, baby, it's all yours. Here you
okay.
go. There you go.
Yeah. When a guy says, may I have this dance,
mm-hmm.
what he means is, I'd eventually like to have sex with you.
Okay. Write this down, girls. Okay, go ahead.
How about, can I call you sometime? Mm-hmm. It means, I'd eventually like to have sex with you. Can I take you out to dinner? Means, uh-huh. I'd eventually like to have sex with you.
Okay.
Right. Nice dress equals nice cleavage.
Okay. All right.
You look tense. Can I give you a massage? Means, I want to fondle you. What's wrong? I guess sex is out of the question for tonight.
So when she says, what's wrong? Or he says, what's wrong? Okay.
And he says, I love you means, let's have sex right now.
I love that. And, you know, we're laughing, but it's true, Frank. Yeah. And, you know, when you say, may I have this dance, we're thinking, right, Judith? Just innocently, he wants to have fun with me, and he's probably a good dancer. Can I call you sometime? Ooh, he likes me.
Yeah.
He's interested in me. Can I take you out to dinner?
In my mind.
Oh, we're going to have so much fun drinking wine and talking about our lives. Frank's just like going, rolling his eyes right now. And I mean, come on. I don't want any calls, by the way. DocMichelle@AOL.com. I'm going to check my emails right now. I have a lot of people criticizing me by some of the things I say here on the couch because I don't BS. I tell it like it is. So we're going to check some of these emails. We may have some questions from listeners. DocMichelle@AOL.com. You guys all know that email address. Judith, yes.
Yeah, I just want to make a point about testosterone and estrogen.
Yeah.
There's a wide variation in people between how much they have. So you could have a woman with high testosterone. You could have a guy who has quite a bit of estrogen, and so he can have some of the characteristics, be more verbal, more emotional than other men.
Right.
And
it's true.
Have a longer memory.
Yes.
And then there could be women who have a higher testosterone aspect where they're very driven in their career. They're extremely competitive. That's one thing I didn't say in the list.
Yes.
Competition, the desire to be number one, the desire to be on top.
Right. And you know, how...
Any combination.
Yeah, sure, exactly. And this is sort of a high T testosterone, as you say. Kind of, you know, like you said, too, there are men who have, and women, who have high and low testosterone. So
or different medium or different kind of different combinations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So can you just share briefly how a higher testosterone guy may tend to mess up relationships?
Well, yeah. You know, first of all, women are attracted to high T men. Because they look powerful and they look aggressive.
Right.
And women are looking for a guy who's going to be able to protect them.
Sure.
So the high T guy doesn't have that sense of loyalty because he's driven by his competitive thing. High sexual drive to inseminate as many women as he possibly can.
Survival of the species. There you
go. I mean, it's a balance when the high T guy gets roped in by a high estrogen woman, and a high estrogen woman is very juicy and.
Well, a high estrogen woman has a kind of opposite.
Yes.
Kind of a characteristics of the high testosterone men.
Yeah.
Extremely verbal. It's one of these women who could talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. Very emotional. Very observant. Can see everything. Listen to hear everything that you're, you know, every tone in your voice. Can be very, very sensitive.
Yes.
And she's with a man who has just the opposite.
Right.
So he could seem like he's like a bull in her china shop.
Right.
But the thing about a high estrogen woman also is that testosterone drives the sex drive, but estrogen drives the juiciness and fertility.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And because these women are very fertile.
Yes.
And because they tend to be very pretty, they attract many men.
Right.
And because they attract very men, they too may not be as loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can trade up. If they see somebody better and they think, well, you could provide better, you can protect better.
Right.
Yeah, so they tend to have more sex. They dress more sexily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fascinating stuff.
Well, you know, too, high testosterone men, we talked about, you know, men, one of the T characteristics is spatial orientation, so guys are good athletes.
Sure.
As are many women.
And
that's
so,
right.
Well, that's true. But the idea is that a high T guy doesn't really know that much about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
but he can learn.
Okay.
And that's where I like about the flying analogy, because flying, there's nothing instinctive about flying an airplane.
Yes.
You have to learn everything is a learned response.
Right.
So guys can learn about the technology of relationships.
Yes.
How to be in communication, how to deal with women, if they make an effort to study it. However, most guys will spend that money on golf clubs and race
golf
cars
lessons.
And sailboats and
sure.
toys
yeah.
like that.
That's right.
But also, you know, women can learn also.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't that, like, in the counseling, the men are necessarily the only resistant ones.
Yes.
The women can also resist understanding that the man is built differently. He could have a good heart.
Mm-hmm.
He could really want to make her happy, but he doesn't know how. It isn't that he's trying to hurt her or trying to shut her down.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example
yeah.
of this. One of the big things that comes up that's a testosterone-estrogen conflict is women wanting to process at night.
Oh, boy.
When the man is tired.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Okay.
Because
I'm familiar with this.
Every woman is.
I do it every night. My husband's like, honey, can we talk about this in the morning?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Oh, poor guy.
A lot of women won't let it go.
Yeah.
And the reason why they won't let it go is they think, A, you're not interested. B, this is, like, really important. They don't understand the guy is not good at communicating about emotions anyway.
Right.
So at night is not the best time.
And she's flooded with cortisol.
And she hit, which is that flood of stress. Because estrogen magnifies cortisol.
Right. Right, it sure
does. Testosterone blocks cortisol.
Yes, so that's what's going on with, you know, people when they're trying to communicate with each other, and one doesn't really. Many times, a gentleman, and I'm not going to say that it's always like that, because as counselors, relationship specialists, both of you have encountered couples who are contradictory to what we're talking about. You've, I'm sure, had, you know, complaints from women that their men are a little too emotional, right? This is rare.
Higher testosterone women.
Right.
Because
exactly.
just like high testosterone men are attracted to high estrogen women.
Right.
High testosterone women are attracted to men who are more nurturing, who are softer, who are more understanding, who are more communicative.
Yes.
And so you get that problem in reverse.
Right. You sure do. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
By the way, in case you just tuned in here on the couch with Dr. Michelle, we're talking to my special guest today, Judith Clare and Frank Wiegers. He is the author of, they are both authors of their latest, they have a Top Gun Love series of books. This one's called So That's Why They Do That, Men, Women, and Their Hormones. We're going to be telling you how you can get a hold of their book and find out more about them at the end of the show. And also, don't forget, guys, all my shows are available for replay download in the archives tomorrow with all the information. So you can rerun them. And also my shows are available on iTunes podcasts for free. So don't miss this, because you want to hang on to every word so you can understand why your mate does the things they do and why you do the things you do. But that doesn't let you get away with the fact that you can make those as your excuses. As Frank and Judith said, you got to learn how to work through these differences.
And appreciate each other.
Yes.
You know, because if you understand that the guy is going to be very competitive, he's going to be very risk-taking, you know, he's going to kind of want to watch the sports, even though you may or may not be interested. Mm-hmm. You understand, God, this is what makes him a guy. This is what makes him so fabulous. This is what makes him. So you have to learn to understand, tolerate, and appreciate the differences.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's interesting because women, we talked earlier about how the observation center in men gets eaten up by testosterone during gestation.
Right. I like the idea of eaten up.
So, so women...
It's like Pac-Man.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Exactly. So women will be feeling bad because she was hurt by something he did unconsciously, not knowing that he hurt her.
Right.
And he'll go on for days. Finally, he'll say, what's wrong, honey? She'll say, oh, nothing.
Oh, yeah.
And this will go on and on and on
right.
because she thinks that he has the same observation center that she does.
Right.
And that he can read her face and mannerisms the way
and
she can read his.
Hear her voice.
Not so. Mm-hmm. He doesn't understand that at all. If there's something wrong, she has to open her mouth and speak the word. words and tell him, and maybe more than once.
Oh, yes. Absolutely more than once. Yeah. And go ahead, Judith. What were you going to say?
I was going to say I have a couple who have been married for 60 years. Who recently,
wow.
I don't mean 60 years, pardon me. They're in their 60s, 40 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Who recently came to me. And one of the things she kept saying is he keeps asking, why do I have a long face? And he knows me. He should know why I have a long face. I had her read the book. She read the book. And then she turned to him and said, you should know how even getting the information
from
the book and from me.
Yes.
Repeatedly.
Yes.
Wasn't enough to convince her that she actually had to say it.
Yes.
She
exactly.
really felt.
Yes.
That he should know it.
Right. And we do, I think, in all cases. That's a fascinating story because I experienced the same thing with many couples. On men's side, too, you should understand that, you know, when I come home from a stressful day or whatever, mm-hmm. I want to zone.
Right.
I want my hour of doing my video flight. Simulator, right?
Yeah,
right.
Downtime. Mm-hmm.
I know you do that.
I've already done all that.
Okay, you've been there, done that. All right. Yeah. Or just zone and watch, you know, the fishing show, or you know, gold miners or sports games. Or but you just need that, and we're going. Our brains are working.
Oh, you good. Know, we can connect and talk to you now.
Yes, exactly.
Uh-huh. And we have so many issues to process.
That's right. So, and I think you're
where
right
to start.
That's right. Both of you are so right in that understanding these differences that you talk about in your book, because of our hormones, because of our, you know, chemical makeup, understanding these things with each other would hopefully help people learn how to communicate to each other. I see you're kind of quiet. Have you had a rough day? I just wanted to ask you a question. Or are you mad at me because I told you that I really didn't like that tie earlier today? No, honey, take it. Hear it, girls. Leave it. Don't make a big deal of it. No means no. That's it. He's not going into detail. He's not processing and waiting to hold something back for later. It is what it is. What you're going to hear is what you're going to get. Now, guys, you've got to be listening a little more to women, I think, and ask those questions. So are you mad at me because you think that I did whatever? You think that I...
But you know what?
They,
they don't even know.
No, no, they don't.
They can't even think of because I did.
Guys are like, what are you talking about? I was staring at my coworker's communication on my text, and I was trying to figure out how to solve this problem we have. Oh, I thought you were mad at me. So it's all about communication. It's all about trying to understand each other and really work out what each other's thinking. Like you said, we're not psychic.
Yeah, you know, there's a thing that comes up, I think, a lot with women in communication. And actually, it's something that should be fixed with the men and the woman.
Yeah.
When women are telling something to a guy that's emotional or is charged up, a lot of times the guy gets very stressed. He doesn't get the relief that women get from the oxytocin, which is a bonding hormone that flows when they communicate, even about emotional issues. And that's which is also connected to serotonin and dopamine, oxytocin. So they get a kind of pleasure. They get a kind of calming thing from it. Mm-hmm. Men get cortisol.
Yes, they do.
They get very stressed. And this can happen in a conversation. So they'll change the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Like right as you're saying, you know, I had this horrible experience today with my boss, and she said she didn't like what I did. And he'll say, what's for dinner? Or something like that.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
And the woman, this is like a knife in her heart.
That's right.
And she wants to take the knife from her heart and stab it into his heart.
Yes.
Because this is...
This means so much to me. I want you to hear me, you know?
Yeah, so he'll interrupt and say, let's go out. Let's talk about it later. Let's talk about it in the car or something.
Yes.
And that does have to be handled because and discussed
really does.
Between each other where you say, look, I know this is stressful for you to hear this.
Right.
But you know, if I'm talking about this, you need to stay on the subject.
Right.
Right. Exactly. Or you need to say to me, the man has to say to me to you. This is really stressing me out. It's hard for me to think. Exactly. I want to go into my fight or flight mode.
That's right.
My survival feels like it's at stake.
My brain's going to flight right now because I don't want to deal with this because I don't know how to deal with it. And I'm not quite understanding why you're so emotional. I just kind of need to. So it's giving and taking in both cases. It's trying to, you know, guys, just kind of trying to listen and really do not just, Yep. Well, you're looking at your, you know, look, do the eye contact. Appease us, please. Just, you know, listen. Or just, and women, you know, don't take it personally sometimes when men, you know, really are defocused. But we have a right to have, you know, we have a right to have those hormones, Judith. We have a right to rock that estrogen and talk about whatever we need to talk about.
And then remember, it makes the woman juicy.
There you go.
And more orgasmic.
That's it, you know. So that the
see, there
it's
are
a
pluses.
Win-win situation.
Yeah.
Situation.
And you know, but guys have to be trained to the.
Right.
This doesn't come naturally.
Oh,
to them.
No.
So it's a part of the whole process, and women have to be patient enough to train the guy.
Right.
And I mean, this goes. Applies even more so in the bedroom.
Yes.
You know, I hear. I love that we have a one of my favorite. Survey quotes is that they did a survey of couples, and 85% of the men thought that they were good to great lovers.
Ah, very good.
And 15% of the women agreed with them.
18%, I think it was. It was higher. It was 18%.
So what's
what
going
that
on
tell
there?
You?
And,
yeah.
And the problem is that the women don't tell the guys that he's not doing the job.
Yes.
And so they're more frustrated, and that leads to separation.
Yeah.
And anger and all kinds of bad things.
Yeah.
So the whole communication things between men and women is a really important subject. And
it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm with you so much. Shall we just take an email here from
sure,
a listener
just sure.
reaching out at docmichelle@aol.com. That's D-O-C Michelle with two L's at AOL.com. And it says, Dear Doc, I've been with my girlfriend for 2 years. I try to be a good guy and listen to all that she has to say. I'm always supportive of her and her career. I love her very much and show her a lot of love. The problem is that sometimes she gets really emotional and I don't understand it.
Yeah.
She yells at me, slams the door and goes into the bedroom because she says, I don't understand her. Then when she settles down, she says, I was PMSing. How do I deal with this? Good question. Thank you so much.
That is
no
a good question.
Yeah.
Men have a pretty steady emotional state unless they're triggered.
Yep.
Because the testosterone has a steady drip.
Yes.
Perhaps every 17 to 60 seconds, but it's a steady drip. For women, their hormones change dramatically, and that's what makes their mood change dramatically. Mm-hmm. In the middle of the month, they have very high estrogen, very high testosterone, very high oxytocin.
Right.
By the third week, their estrogen has gone down. Progesterone, which calms them,
yes,
is there for about a week, and then for about 3 to 4 days, they have pretty much nothing. They have very, very little.
Right.
And during that time, most women, not all women, but most women get various kinds of symptoms that are emotional. And they do get very irritable, very upset, very on edge. So what you need to do is you need to have a calendar.
Yes.
Where you know where your woman is in her cycle. And so does she, because it's not right for her to do that.
Right.
I mean, she has to also be able to recognize that she's feeling crappy. She needs to say, I'm feeling crappy, and not take it out on you. So you need to know, and she needs to know.
Right.
You know, in our book, we have a chart. That
I like your chart. That's very cool.
Yeah, that was my brilliant idea.
Yay.
Because he's a guy chart.
Yeah. I'm an engineer.
Well,
oh,
that's
want?
Right.
Yeah.
So, guys, you need to look at that chart, and women need to know that stuff, too. I'm amazed at how many women don't know how their hormones are fluctuating in their cycle. So get that book, get that chart, and my suggestion is that you put a little discreet M on your calendar on the first day of your period.
Yeah, that's a
good
idea.
You can look and you can see, oh, I'm here. I'm 3 weeks in. I don't have any hormones going at all. I'm just getting ready to go to the downtime. So
there you go.
Honey, be careful.
Well, you know, yeah, exactly.
I was just going to say, one of my clients has an app. One of my male clients has an app.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There is an app.
Oh, yeah, to follow it.
That is very cool. Just download that app. It's called My Girlfriend PMS's at.com. No, I just made that up.
I think I was so impressed that you knew that. My eyes were going wide. My mouth was falling.
That's a good one.
But there really is an app. So.
Yeah, there is.
And for women, too. I'm just kidding. And you know what? Please don't write me hate mail. Well, you can go ahead and do that. But
she's
you
really
know,
sweet.
Well, thank you, Judith.
She tries hard.
She does.
She has great energy.
Thank you. And the deal is that I am not judging either men or women. Like I'm saying, we can blame our actions, behaviors, thoughts on our hormones.
But it's also our strength.
And that's right. Our strength
as men and women.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But also, we need to learn how to communicate and understand each other. Knowing these differences, then we can work and start to really learn how to communicate and you know.
And it also, if you understand yourself.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Because if you understand, this is why I'm like that, this is why I'm like that.
Exactly.
Both for men and women, it's very helpful.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of times what I find, and I'm sure both of you do with your clients as well, is that a lot of folks need to work, along with all the hormonal problems, they need to work on their self-esteem.
Yeah.
Because if there is an argument where both do not understand what either is saying or feeling because of what's going on with them chemically or their day or their stuff, all the junk they bring with them emotionally, and they especially have really low self-esteem, we're all going to take things wrong. We're going to interpret things really poorly. So we have to understand how to work on ourselves. Like you said, be really happy with, or at least be okay with who you are.
Because you're going to get, I'm not good enough.
That's right.
From your argument.
Exactly.
You're going to think the person's saying you're not good enough.
Exactly.
Have we got time to talk a little bit more about testosterone?
We sure do. Oh, you're
he's so testosterone-y.
Yeah, we have a few minutes. I want to thank my sponsor today real quickly for On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. We're brought to you by CashInMyBag.com, and they want you to know about a great opportunity to help you turn something you already own into cash. It's those designer handbags and accessories all over that you may have. CashInMyBag.com buys those handbags like Chanel, Louis Vuitton, Gucci, and many more. They buy shoes and accessories too, so simply go to cashinmybag.com. Tell them the items you want to sell and they'll quote you a price. If you like their cash offer, just ship insured with a prepaid shipping label that they provide, and then you get paid. It's just that easy. It's better than consignment. So it's immediate cash at high market prices. Their Google reviews are amazing. So we're all moving on in life, meaning you might have expensive items you fell out of love with, which could be cashed in for new. If you're looking for authentic designer handbags, CashInMyBag.com also sells them at great prices. So visit your closet, gather up those designer handbags, shoes, and accessories. Get your cash at CashInMyBag.com. That's CashInMyBag.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show today, guys. And we have a couple of more minutes here with my special guests, the authors of the book. It's called So That's Why They Do That, Men, Women, and Their Hormones, Judith Clare and Frank Wiegers. And we're talking to Frank about hormones,
I wanted to say, one more thing about tea that's really important.
Yes.
With how testosterone drives anger.
Ooh.
When men get angry, they get a shot of testosterone. It goes to the aggression center in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
That gives them another shot of testosterone, goes to the aggression center of the brain, makes them angrier, gives them another shot of testosterone, goes to the aggression center of the brain, and guess what? He's enraged.
And this happens this is a particular phenomenon that usually happens in men but not women, which is that 0 to 10 fury.
Right.
I mean,
right.
All of a sudden, bang. You know, right. It's like, you know, when they used to show cowboy movies, and all of a sudden in a bar, somebody would say something, and then you'd see everybody beating each other up.
Right.
Well, so the thing to know about that for women is to, if you see the guy's enraged, back off.
That's right.
Because he's not in present time. Mm-hmm. And so nothing's going to get solved mm-hmm. until he can cool down. The thing for guys to know, to recognize that I mean, that's why they have anger management courses.
That's
now.
Right. That's
the
exactly
guy
right.
has to recognize that that cycle is starting and take a breath mm-hmm. and say, wait a minute, stop. And now mm-hmm. this hooks in with another testosterone characteristic, mm-hmm. the punisher. When
okay.
a guy sees something wrong, he wants to punish the wrongdoer.
Uh-huh.
Now, if the wrongdoer happens to be his mate, mm-hmm. and he's enraged, domestic violence.
Okay. All right.
So this is. I mean, I just want to make people aware of this.
Right. And you're not making excuses at all for abusers.
I mean, there's no excuse for domestic
right.
violence.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, women, if you know this phenomenon exists, don't provoke it.
Exactly.
But it's very hard for a woman also because she's so full of cortisol.
Right.
And what she's trying to do is explain it.
Sure.
And understand it.
Right.
And process it.
Right, right.
When this explosion happens very quickly.
Right.
So her tendency, instead of to walk away, because now she's really, you know, full of cortisol and probably very angry herself.
That's right. Right.
Is to try to reason with him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's two different mechanisms. It's not going to work.
Exactly. And guys, if you have, you know, rage or anger issues, and women too as well, there's a lot of good groups out there in your area.
Yeah.
And also, just Google it, anger management groups for men and women or whatever. You know, that'll help you out. Or get individual therapy just to, you know, talk to someone and find out why you do the things you do and why you're so upset and, you know, what old triggers you may have from the past that are working in coordination with your hormones. Guys and girls, listen, it's about that time already.
No.
I know, we've had so much fun. I want to share with you, by the way, that Judith and Frank are married and they're holding hands in the studio. Ah, I love it. Mm-hmm. This is like so cool. It's just the best. Thank you so much for being on the couch with me today.
Truly a pleasure.
Really fun.
Yeah, really good.
So much more covered in this book. It's a great, interesting read. You can't put it down. You want to find out about why you do the things you do, women and men. So check it out. So that's why they do that, men, women, and their hormones. Again, Judith Clare and Frank Wiegers. A good book. Come on down. And, of course, you can listen to the show tomorrow. It will be up on the archives and available for download replay. Also, all my shows are available on iTunes for free. And what's the best way that people can find out more about you guys? All righty.
TopGunLove.com.
TopGunLove.com.
We're on Facebook, Top Gun Love. We're on Twitter, Top Gun Love.
Yep. So guys, check it out. Top Gun Love, that's it. Find out more about yourself and help your relationships out. All right, everybody, as I always say, do take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for other people, and that's the way it works in the world. This is Dr. Michelle, and thanks for joining me on the couch today. Have a great one. Bye-bye now.
You're on my mind again tonight, seeing flashing red.